Brad and John Bigfoot Bulletin just released the new Bigfoot
Power Rankings.
Power Rankings. Where does the state of Washington figure in the new Bigfoot Power Rankings? Now, these rankings...
You got to think you're coming in as a one seed or a two seed. You would think out of... If past performance is any indication of future performance, we would come in as a one seed.
We get these rankings based on Bigfoot sightings, courtesy of the International Bigfoot Conference, which apparently wrapped up recently in Kennewick. The Travel Channel was out there.
I'm sure our boy Tommy was over there.
Along with the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization. They got all the data. They ran the numbers. And now we know where everybody figures in.
And, I mean, can you imagine if, you are having a Bigfoot convention and the people are all checking into the hotels and it's just you in the room, right? Yeah. How many people in the room? Any Sasquatches? Any Yeti?
Yeah. Well, we do have some Yetis. Yetis do count in the Bigfoot sightings. So Washington is number one every year. It's been going on for... It's like, remember when UCLA and John Wooden won the championship every year in the 1960s?
Like 11 titles in a row.
Sure, that's what Washington is like with regard to Bigfoot sightings. The new number's out. Now, we've had a lot of, in the Bigfoot bulletins recently, we've had a lot of these other states, your North Carolinas, as you mentioned, your Pennsylvanias have had Bigfoot sightings. And you worry, are we no longer going to be number one? This means a lot to us. When you think of the state of Washington, you think of our mountains,
I think of Squatch when
apples and Sasquatch.
At the Sonics.
Yes. All right. So here they are.
I picture him bouncing off a small trampoline and stuffing the ball through the basket.
Here are the new rankings, Brad. Number 5 in the Bigfoot Power Rankings for
the
total number of Bigfoot sightings.
Here he comes to the podium.
The Empire State of New York is now number 5. You never hear about him in the city, in Manhattan or anything.
Like
must
King
be,
Kong and stuff.
It must be upstate New York where Bigfoot hangs out. I never heard about him.
Sometimes he's over in Jersey.
In Central Park or anything. Number 5, New York. Number 4. The great state.
Drafted out of Arkansas, standing 8'6" and weighing 375 pounds.
Number 4 for Bigfoot sightings.
Brings a load when he hits you.
In the United States, the state is known for its, they got a lot of lakes and outdoor stuff. They got one tough-ass city in Detroit. Michigan is number 4 on the list of Bigfoot sightings. I think he probably stays the hell out of Detroit. Number 3.
The suspense is killing me.
In the Bigfoot Power Rankings, the Keystone State of Pennsylvania.
I picked it. Yeah.
Now, why do we think that is?
I don't know.
I think there's a lot of hills and woods. In Pennsylvania. Okay. Pittsburgh,
and
Philly.
I think there's a lot of people in Pennsylvania that would report seeing Bigfoot. So I think that's probably, that plays into it too.
Number 2 in the Bigfoot Power Rankings, with the second most Bigfoot sightings in the United States. California is number 2.
That puts us at the top.
Well, I haven't given you number 1 yet. California is number 2 with 1,697 Bigfoot sightings. I figured Northern California probably for most of those.
I could only assume that if we're not number one, that it's like some weird regentrification in reverse or something, where since everybody's moving to Seattle, that means the Bigfoot is moving out. You know, like a lot of people are getting out of Detroit or whatever. But since so many people are moving to Seattle, does that mean Bigfoot's moving out?
Well, we'll tell you in a second. But this California coming in at number 2 on the list brings up this question. If there was a Bigfoot in Mexico and he wanted to come across the border, would we let him into the country without documentation? Would you say, hey, that's Bigfoot, let's just let him through? Do you think they would allow that at the border, or would they require him to provide?
I think if we've gone this far without absolute confirmation of Bigfoot, I don't think a Mexican Bigfoot's going to be snagged up at the Tijuana border. I don't think he's going to fall for that. I think he probably knows there's tunnel systems. There's spots on the Rio Grande River where he can get across. They're probably hell of a, you know.
Now, he's got hops, though. He could jump over the fence. Maybe. They put that wall. Maybe. If they get that wall built, the story about Bigfoot is that he really, he can get up there. I remember seeing that episode of the $6 Million Man where $6 Million Man fought Bigfoot, and Bigfoot, his vertical leap, it would look like it was 6-7 feet. Yeah, there it is right there.
You understand me?
And you understand me?
There he is talking to Bigfoot. Steve Austin.
Are you a man?
Yeah. Are you a man?
Well, it never hurts to ask.
All right, number one, let's get to it. Number five is New York. Number four is Michigan. Number three is Pennsylvania. Number two is California. Where is our great state? Is it at number one? The answer is a resounding yes! The state of Washington once again. Number one in Bigfoot sightings, topping the Bigfoot power rankings with 2,032, crushing California at number two.
And you know what? And we're recruiting like never before. We're going into Canada. We're finding Bigfoot in Europe. We're going to, you know, parts of Northern Africa. We're finding Bigfoot anywhere we can and recruiting them to keep the program strong.
We're welcome. We're opening our doors, our borders to big feet from everywhere. California, number two.
You got
to
keep a strong
program. Not
even close
to number one, Washington. Congratulations, Washington. We've done it again.